Good day, I'm Peter Brook, a portfolio manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group. This is Macro Perspective 12 of 2024, and it's being recorded in a hotel room in Colombia, where I am enjoying a holiday with my wife. I used to talk a lot more about my holidays and the many lessons from travel, until my boss's wife, a regular listener, asked her husband why I was always on holiday. However, that no longer matters, as this will be the last Macro Perspective, as they are being discontinued. I wish I could say how many Macro Perspectives there have been, but I can't because I never kept count. This is because they were always meant to be topical, short, and hence disposable. However, I do know that the idea for them came from a conference in Berlin in 2018, so there have been literally hundreds over more than 5 years. The idea back then was to take what was happening in the world and make it relevant to South African investors, especially financial advisors. What has been surprising is that I've kept at it for so long. Initially, I did enjoy the fact that I could get a little bit of street cred from younger people because I had a podcast, but as soon as I told them it was on investments, they disengaged. The actual reason I kept at it was the discipline of having to order your thoughts, and that is incredibly powerful. It also forces one to be honest with yourself. We all change our memories of the past to make ourselves look better, just to protect one's ego. But if there is a voice note, it was pretty clear what I thought at the time. For instance, I remember doing an episode on Tesla years ago, explaining how ridiculously overvalued it was. As Julia Roberts would say, big mistake. I also enjoyed a lot of Schadenfreude when Bitcoin collapsed and some of the stable coins went bust. But Bitcoin will outlast this podcast. So clear evidence of a bias there. Most podcasts wrote themselves because the world and hence markets are always being driven by some narrative, which is why markets are so addictive. However, sometimes there just wasn't anything, and I had to work hard. And actually, those were often the most rewarding. I remember doing some work on CapEx to GDP, which fundamentally changed my thinking. Anyway, at the end of things, it is always important to close with appreciation. Many thanks to Fayez and the OMIG marketing team for putting the voice notes out weekly. A big thank you to Melanie Vollenhoven, who worked hard to increase the distribution, a problem we've never really solved. And most importantly, thank you to my listeners. It was always gratifying to bump into somebody who enjoyed Macro Perspectives. Importantly, please don't cancel your subscription to this WhatsApp group, because the OMIG marketing team are going to use the same platform to put forward a variety of different things, podcasts, notes, videos, etc. All the best, and thank you. Bye.